Hello, you're through to Francesca INS Law. How can I help?
Hello, it's Caroline Murdoch.
Hi, are you okay?
I've just been wondering if there are another wee cars and blooming.
That's okay, no
I'm a case
problem.
that's gone on in my relationship. It's not even a relationship I'm in, and he's an abusive bastard. Excuse the language.
That's okay. You can say that. That's okay.
He's an abusive cunt. I'm really sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Get it out.
I hate him. I wish he wasn't here. It's always one-sided with him. Like last night, I got a dose of abuse because he had the TV and his phone up really loud at like 5 in the morning. And I just got up and I shut his door and I shut my door and I can't give my abuse and I just got abuse hurled through the wall. And then he got up and started stamping around loud as fuck to piss me off.
Yeah.
I hate him. It's my house. I need to get a council, get in touch with them and get them. Because I said I didn't want him here. He let people cuckoo my house and everything. I don't want him here.
Yeah, no, that's not what, no, you don't need
He
that
hates my,
at
he
all.
hates me and I hate him. He'll provoke me into saying bad things to him. But nobody ever cares what he says. And then he goes mouthing off, oh, Caroline's a bad bastard. You should hear what she says to me. And it's like, and what do you say to me? What do you cause me, Ken? If
Two
I
ways,
knew about
isn't it?
Claire, if I knew about Claire's Law and the police had told me all about him over 8 years ago, I'd be happy. I
Yeah.
wouldn't be with him. I'd have my kid. I'd be happy. I'd be with somebody that actually wanted to be with me and loved me. He's a
Yeah.
saddo. He's got his mum and dad in a council and he still abides with me. He needs to go and get another a new dame and fixate on them so he can leave me alone.
Yeah. Have you contacted anyone regarding this?
I've got workers and they can stuff and seen his attitude and they can.
Yeah.
But the council lady, because police had come and fixed the police when they did that to my door. See, it was a welfare check, but they didn't know who I was and I was handcuffed like a criminal upstairs. They thought he was a baddie and he's been staring there handcuffed, smoking up fags and having a yap with him. And the more he talks to the police, the more they keep coming back to my address. I've said his mum stays round the corner for me. Go round there if you want your intel. So
Yeah.
then I was just putting a target on my house and my back because folk go past, see Bobby's at my door again and again. And then it's your grass, and it's like, I want to shout out for the rooftops, look, I'm near the grass, it's him. But then it's still my windies that'll get dim. And my cars that'll get damaged again. So when the council came to do my door, they reported me because I forgot to put my camera alarm off. So it was like,
Yeah.
Row! And they told the clerk of works told the council, and because I didn't get permission to put a camera up, but they said it was all right. I just had to do a form, so I did. And I thought, nice one, they can help him get out because it's my tenancy, so I cannot go homeless. I've been here
No.
12 years and I see why I should lose my house, came because of him to move out. But they wouldn't house me, they wouldn't even rehouse me when I was pregnant. I couldn't go to homeless. I had to put up with dog's abuse when I was pregnant and everything, and I just good enough with the boy.
Yeah, no,
He threatened my family, he's threatening my kid, he's threatening my dog, take my dog. Because we're arguing fighting, it messed up my dog, Ken. My dog gets fierce and he starts shouting when I was arguing, Ken. And he blames it on me, Ken. I'm this bad, evil bastard and whatever. But I'm there. And it's him, push, push, push every day.
it's him,
Hugs me
isn't
every
it?
day from his eyes open till they shut. That I'm everything under the sun, he hates me. And it was just a beneficial money relationship, and it's not even that new because I realise I get my money in him, so it's not even, it's not even financially beneficial.
No,
There's nothing in it.
no.
I sleep in my spare bedroom, which was my craft room. So now I've got to, I liked it because I had my craft. It's like I'm downstairs smoking, he's got to be downstairs. I go downstairs and watch TV, he's to be doing. So then I go upstairs and he's upstairs. So now the idea is I go and do my craft in my room. But now I've moved into that bedroom.
You lost your space, haven't you?
I've lost my craft room, my pride and joy, Kane, and I've just lost that because I need a lot of work. I got really upset because I've got things in my secure folder, it's locked on my phone, and I was just looking at a video I made saying how much he makes me feel like I want to die. I didn't want to belong here anymore because of him. This was a while ago, so I
Yeah.
just come across a video last night, and I was really actually taken aback by it. I thought, wow.
So you've got to the police involved now.
No, they were just involved by him getting folk to bide at my house cuckoo, and but there I was. No, I told the police, but I can't really speak to the police because he's right there. But from the council came to my door, and I had to write a sign a letter, came for the cameras. I wrote on it, came to the lady about. I did say to her briefly at the door, "Ah, this is because of him. I didn't want him here." And then from I had my worker, I told my worker, "I think I've seen a light." And she joked saying, "Ah, you ain't gonna kill him." I was like, "Oh no, not. He's never seen that's why I'm not." No, because it's my tenancy, and I've just thought maybe the council could maybe fib and say they wouldn't have moved because this house has been abused too much. The police is never allowed at the door with him speaking shite to them and intelling them, and the window got smashed at Christmas. The doors went in for a welfare check, and it's that boils down to him and me just wanting a quiet life.
Yeah.
He got out of jail. Like, he got to jail. I had the black and blue eyes and his assault, but he didn't get charged, and I got charged for hitting him with a mop. I had the black and blue eye first. The police just wasn't interested. And then he was on bail. I was on bail and I wasn't allowed to meet him. And then he was like coming up to my house, and then the social worker says, "He's in your house and you've let him in your house, you're blocking your bail." And it's like, he turned up at my door.
It's not you.
But then that's how the law works. They charge me because I've let him in my house. And then it's me, and then he threatens me. "I'm going to tell the police you assaulted me. I'm going to tell the police this. I'm going to make sure I take that dog from you, and I'll burn your car out." And he's an arsehole.
He sounds like one.
Like, I can't do nothing, so then I've got to let him in. And then because he can't stay at mine for a quiet life, I've got to go and bide at his dad's. This was last year. And then I get charged and fined for breaking my bail for being at his dad's because the dog's abuse I get. So I can't win.
No, you need to definitely try and get back in contact with the police and try and find a different one
but
to
I've
help.
Asked, like, I asked the council before again. It wasn't the Houston lady that came to my door, but somebody else. She wasn't interested. And I said, "Ken, I need you." She wasn't interested because my tenant said she wouldn't have. And she says, "Get a police." But then the police come and the police wouldn't intervene because he just sits quietly and because he thinks he's got rights because he's down as just basically living here. It's not joint tenancy. Letters come in separate. It's my tenancy, but he's just doing as basically a housemate, but he's not a mate. He's an undesirable.
Right.
The police said to me from the told me about Claire's law and his charges, "Does that change anything for you?" I went, "Well, it would have changed my whole life if you told me this fucking a year ago," I says, "but I'm a bit too in deep now."
So is he on there?
No, he's got a council. He's got his mum, he's got his dad. His mum stays around the corner for him.
Is he on Claire's law?
Aye, well, they wanted to put him on a protection register thing, Kane, for vulnerable people. And I can, if he got put on it, but I had social work before I had contact from my son. Special police told me about his charges. And some of them I did know, but not to the extent. But then I also know the ex, and she's a lying mouthpiece bitch, an inbred hillbilly. Did you just laugh there?
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, they're all inbreeds. The diseases in my area is all inbreeds. They're all interbreed. By blood, first cousin, by blood, uncle and niece. They're all inbreeds.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting those words.
It's just I'm a worker, yeah, and all. It's just the way I come out with things. So I need a filter, but then I didn't speak to Nancy, or then from my dude just comes out.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But so in regards to this now, so obviously with the call that we'd have to do and everything like that, so would you want to book it in for a different date?
For going over like my care time and stuff when I was
there.
How long does it take?
So we get all the initial information off you. So we go through parents' names, address before care, and cover all the compliance information that we have to cover, and then we go into your care settings. So it can take between half an hour and an hour.
Well, if you're free, if you've got time, I can easily do some of it with you just now, if you want.
Yeah, of course. I've got a call at quarter past four, that'll only be a quick 5 minute one. So would I be able to call you back after that one?
Aye, that's fine. Aye,
that okay?
He's a lot.
Okay, perfect. So in regards to the call you've done before with that other person, so I looked into it and it was like a lead gen, most likely a cold call. So unless you have submitted any other applications to the scheme. So if you've done any other like online forms like you did for this one.
Oh, no, I just did this thing. I was half asleep. Yeah. I autofill. So I was falling asleep, putting like my details in.
Yeah, so was it only one you did?
Yeah,
so it was very likely just like a cold call, so like a lead gen, so it's not been sent to a solicitor yet. So with them, you still have 2 weeks to be able to cancel. So if you could get in touch with them and then just let them know.
Through some solicitor that was dealing with, you know anything about that Oak Bank?
Oak Bank?
Yeah, you know the school that got shut down years ago and there's a lot of people getting claims. Because their treatment when they were in care at the school. It's a big solicitor. It's taken a lot of people's cases on in my area. I can't remember their name, but it's a Glasgow solicitor. I think that's what it says, where it says about that. Remember I said in the email, there was a one that said about historic claims.
Okay, so I'll have a look into it following our call later, just to make sure, see if it doesn't affect anything. But if you might have to cancel that one if you go through with the redress scheme, but I'll double check.
So I got told before that that just goes on. It doesn't go like on like your mentalness and stuff. It goes on by your abuse. Digby Brown said years ago, and because I was not actually pinned down and like raped and shit, like owning him like that, I wouldn't get a lot.
No, so the redress scheme, so it goes off of physical, sexual, psychological, mental, emotional, like how it's affected your future life. Yeah, no, it covers everything. No, so it's all kinds of abuse that it covers. So by the sounds of it, but if did all those things happen to you while you were in care?
I was not raped, thankfully, because he's a big guy. Even knew I'm a grown woman, and he's still a big guy.
Yeah. So regarding that, when we take the statements later, I'll go through and I'll make sure that all the eligibility and everything like that, and then I'll speak to my manager and we'll figure out then if this other claim affects it at all. This is what we'll do. We'll just send it off first, see how we get on and see what comes out of it. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Your call will be coming up. I'll let you go for your call.
Yeah. So I'll give you a call back in about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.